Hiya, this is Shani Dunster from the International Bunch. Today we're going to talk about that research needs to become more alluring. Science and academic research still isn't communicated and disseminated to audiences beyond academia as much or as well as it might be. Sure, there's the research that Nature and The Lancet are so good at getting in front of the producers at Radio 4's Today programme that then catches the attention of other broadcasters or journalists and so makes its way by and by into the great public domain. But that's often the crowd-pleasing, sexy stuff like space, planets, changing eating habits and, quite frankly, disease. But what about the kind of research that's not quite so radio-friendly? Where does that get to when it becomes the news agenda? The social sciences and humanities have a big challenge to tackle here because, though so much of the research that it publishes is of course interesting, it's often not quite eye-catching or earth-shattering enough to persuade journalists, producers, and editors to run with the story. Publishing journals is an unwieldy business, as we all know. Their publishers and publishing execs generally have to focus on the big corporate picture and thereby work to strategic measures as driving usage, attracting high-profile authors, building rankings, attending conferences, and ultimately making sales. That strategic side of things is a full-time job. In fact, it can be more than a full-time job for all involved. And because those at the journal coalface are largely working on the macro level, it often means that those little nuggets of great research with potentially exciting stories behind them go unfound. And if you can't find them, you can't share them. It's probably not sustainable to put a marketing or a PR person on every single journal. And you know, there are some topics that will never not be boring to journalists and the general public, if you get my drift. But maybe it's time that publishers became a little bit more innovative when it comes to unearthing the great content hidden deep in the journals or awaiting publication. During our time with a certain publisher, a few of us often discussed the idea of businesses employing someone whose entire job would have been to unearth stimulating research, great in theory and potentially even in practice. Could the right person and formula or process be found? But we guess trawling through all that content, more than 300 journals worth, might very quickly have had the shining effect and driven the person to do bloody murder onto their colleagues after becoming overwhelmed with all those words and awful diagrams. Might have worked though, and we still think there's some mileage in it. Another issue, and we really get into the nub of it now, is that the scholarly community. And we're not just going to blame the publishers here because authors and institutions are as much to blame, is largely rubbish at storytelling. Yes, academia is a great at rigor and delivering research that makes an important impact or unseen processes that make a difference in practice, but lacks imagination and penetration when it comes to telling people in the wider world that inspired the research and why it should matter to them. And until the social sciences and the humanities, though the latter has bodies ripping period dramas and bloodthirst-quenching documentaries about violent despots and their indulges to rely on, find better and more creative ways of telling research stories, they will continually fail to reach the public consciousness. Although we're far from being the saviours of scholarly communications here at the International Bunch, we reckon we've got some ideas that you might like to hear that could solve these issues. So please feel free to get in touch to learn more. Thank you for listening today.